retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Welcome to Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
I hope you've recovered from St. Patrick's Day, which I hear is particularly raucous in Jega, home of the finest Irish pub in the Gers. A lot of people drowning their sorrows after last week's very disappointing rugby result, but I won't rub it in. I know how these things matter to a lot of people. And I hope you were all wearing green hats with a sprig of shamrock tucked into the headband. What I didn't know was that you're supposed to have green eggs for breakfast and then, ooh, corned beef. Does that even still exist? With cabbage, as you sup your several glasses of Guinness while indulging in a bit of Irish dancing, which is easy to do badly, but very difficult to do well. Another passionate rugby nation is, of course, Italy. And if corned beef isn't to your taste, then there's an Italian feast waiting for you on Saturday at Marsonon at 7:30, starting with a glass of Prosecco, a plate of antipasti, main dish is pasta with meatballs, followed by one of Italy's greatest gastronomic contributions to the world, tiramisu, coffee, and for those who like it, I'm afraid I don't, a glass of limoncello. Entry tickets cost €15, 12 for 12 and under. And the number to ring to make a reservation is 0777 034654. And they do ask us to bring our eating utensils. If all you want is a bit of a hoedown, though, there's a baltrad at Poyac on Saturday night at 9 at the Salle de Fête, where for €10 they'll be serving drinks and cake, along with the trad jazz. At the movies this week, you have another chance to see One Life, the inspirational story of Nicholas Winton, the self-effacing businessman who managed to bring 669 Czech Jewish children out of Czechoslovakia by train to England on the eve of the Second World War, always regretting he couldn't have brought more. I met him on his 102nd birthday at Liverpool Street Station, where the trains arrived with their precious cargo. There he was, surrounded by some of Nicky's children, as they were known. By that time, they were all in their 60s and 70s, and he was enjoying all the fuss. He lived on till 105. There's also One Love, the biopic of Bob Marley, another kind of hero to many, at 5:30 on Thursday in Florence, in English. Otherwise, under the banner of Cine Latino, the Seneschal in Lector is showing a number of Italian and Spanish films, among them a new release, Who Shot the Piano Player, about an American journalist who goes to Brazil to find out what happened to a virtuoso pianist who disappeared, and that's in English, Spanish and Portuguese. At Condom, a film to look out for is called Green Border, the nail-biting story of a Syrian family and an Afghan man fleeing their homes, ending up on the Polish-Belarusian border, often at the mercy of unscrupulous people traffickers, trying to make themselves understood among people of such different backgrounds. And finally today, a wonderful book celebrating human love and the importance of art. Translated into 30 languages, The Eyes of Mona by Thomas Schlesser tells the story of a young girl who's slowly going blind. She has perhaps a year of sight left. Every Wednesday after school, her loving grandpa takes her on a cultural journey to the Louvre, the Musée d'Orsay, and the Pompidou Center on a whistle-stop grand tour to nourish and fill her memory bank with colors and impressions and the meaning of art and life to help her cope with her own traumas and the darkness that awaits her. One of the stops is Monet's Water Lilies, which he painted when he was losing his sight. It's an inspiring read indeed.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm.com.
See you next time.